us as well. Thank you, Deborah. Here's Jesse with us now.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Deborah?
Yep, it's me again.
Hi, Deborah. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that.
Okay.
So you were just looking to get signed up then?
I spoke to you before.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I recall.
Okay. Yes. I spoke to you before. We were supposed to do the payment, and we were supposed to go over everything that I'm going to be listed on. What is it exactly I'm going to be listed on?
Okay. Yeah. So, again, just to kind of lay it all out for you, Deborah, you would be getting the first page of Google for up to 15 keyword phrases. We would go ahead and do retargeted Facebook ads. So, essentially, the marketing we're doing for you is targeted. So, when somebody looks for your services there on Google for your keyword phrases, right on that map section and the path result there.
I'm sorry. Jesse, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, if we get cut off, can you call me back?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Because I don't know about... No, because you're fading in and out, and I'm worried that you're going to get cut off. So if we get cut off, just give me a call right back. Okay, go ahead. Finish.
Okay. Okay, yeah, no problem. Did you hear most of that?
You faded in and out. You said that I would be covered by Facebook. 15 key phrase words, you said?
Yeah, 15 keyword phrases. We would get you on Google, on Facebook, on Bing, on Apple Maps. So essentially anywhere somebody's going to be looking for your services, Deborah, we're going to make sure you're a top recommended option.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, is there maybe something that I'm not explaining clearly, though? I mean, I want to make sure that you understand everything, all right?
No, yeah, for sure. I just want to make sure that the call doesn't go in and out. So I'm going to be covered, you're saying, basically by, like, a lot of different pages, such as Yelp, such as Facebook, such as, like, Google, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and so how many things would you say I would be covered by?
Well, so you're covered anywhere somebody's going to be looking for your services. So Facebook, Google, Bing, Apple Maps, we get you on mobile devices, iPhones.
Okay,
Android,
somebody's
looking. Sure.
Okay, once I start today, right? I could get a phone call tomorrow. I could get a phone call the next day, but really it'll be up and running in how long?
It takes 30 to 45 days to see maximum results.
Okay, so I'm going to basically pay today, run it out through the whole month, which is I could even build it too until then, right? And once it's fully up and running, that's when I'll see the most results.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Is there extra fees at the end of the month? Would it be one flat rate taken off of a credit card once a month? How does this work?
Yeah, it's a month to month, flat monthly rate. There's no lead fees, no extra taxes, no contracts, nothing like that. So it would the price, it would still be the same, Deborah. It would be that $249 month to month.
Okay, $249 month to month. And then I would be basically coming up on most of the ads popping up, right?
Yes.
And so
I'm going to do this, Deborah. I'm going to text you over our pricing page and website, okay? So you can get a visual of what it looks like. And the package I'm talking about is the Platinum package.
Okay.
I just sent that over to you right now.
Okay, hang on 1 second. I'm just going to go into it. Now, I would need an app on my phone that's going to link into my business, because it's a business account, obviously. And I'm going to need, like, an app, like, to log in and see how my reviews are doing. How does this work?
Yeah, you get a fully customized tracking and reporting system. So that's provided to you to help generate reviews, to see everything, the website, everything we make for you on the back end of the account, the Facebook ads. Yes, so everything will be there on the back end of the account.
Okay, and so I'll just have access to it all the time.
Correct.
Like, I can see when someone leaves me a review and all that, and obviously, you know, like, starting a business, I would, like, how do I get reviews from the customers? That's what I'm, like, a little lost with. How does that work?
Yeah, so we help with review generation, in a sense, you go by Debbie, right?
Yeah, Deborah, Debbie, doesn't matter.
Okay. I mean, I just remembered last time we talked, you had said Debbie, so I just want to clarify. But anyway, so,
yeah.
You know, so most often we find it's not really helpful, Debbie, when people say, hey, can you leave me a review, right? So we actually have ways of generating review links to send to your clients. So when you have a client that you want them to leave a review, then you can send them that link. It makes it just very easy for them to go to your profile and leave a review there. So, you know, we make it quick and easy for your clients to definitely, you know, generate and leave reviews.
Okay, so I don't mention that to the clients. They have option automatically.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. So when they look for me, they'll use me and then go back to where they found me right after and leave a review.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, all right, I like that. Okay, and so what do you need from me, an email?
So I have pretty much the whole account set up. You know, I would just need a process payment. The a card I had on file here was 8219, the last four digits.
I don't know if it's the same card. All right. So here, I'm going to go right now with you on the phone, and I'm going to deposit the money right now on the phone with you. Can you just tell me what you have set up right now?
As far as what?
Like you said, you have, like, the account set up right now, like, everything is set up for me, right?
Oh, well, I mean, I have, like, your first name and your address, and then I have your phone number. You know, I have the last minute we went over before, just, you know, your Yelp listing. I see that there, that you wanted a logo, that you wanted a website. I mean, just the basics, your hours of operation. You know, I still have that information.
Okay. Right. Okay. So, do you need anything else from me building this?
No, just the payment, and then we need to set up an onboarding call.
Which is what? I'm actually getting ready while I'm on the phone with you to walk out the door.
Sure, yeah, so the onboarding call is...
Your guys is, I'm sorry, 877-635-6225.
Correct,
that's your guys' number, right? Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, go ahead, say what you were saying.
So the onboarding call is... Debbie, 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. It's just where they start setting up the account and creating everything, getting, you know, pictures, stuff like that. If you have any type of mission statement or anything. So it's about 20 to 30 minutes. I would set that up for Monday. So we wouldn't do that today. That wouldn't be until Monday, whatever time you have available.
Okay, so it's an interview.
Yeah, it's like 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay. Can you just tell me what they need from me so that I can get that set up for Monday? I'm sorry. I don't want to be a pest. I just want to have it ready.
No. Yeah. So all they need from you is basically just the information about your company. That's all they need. So just any information you have about your company, nothing too technical or too crazy. So they're just going to see, start creating the campaign. So they won't need a lot from you then. But if there's anything that they need, they'll let you know at that time.
Okay, so you think they're going to need pictures?
If you have any on hand, they'll just ask you to email them.
Okay, and they would need an email and all that?
Yeah, well, so yes, I don't have an email for you. That's the only thing I don't have. What is your email?
Okay, that's the thing. It's in my other phone. I'm waiting for that to turn on.
Okay.
I can give that all to you, right? Like.
Yeah, that's fine. Totally fine.
Okay.
Yeah, not a big deal. We can do that for the onboarding call. What time would work for you on Monday? Are you more available in the evenings and the mornings?
I'm available. You could do like afternoon.
Okay. Do you want to do, let's see here.
Would it also be that I would have set up, I want to be under as like, far as like pet psychic, medium, spiritual healer, spiritual advisor. Like these are all things I wanted to say.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're allowed up to 15 keyword phrases, just as long as they're services that you offer.
Okay, so 15 keyword phrases would be like, for instance, I don't know how much that would be exactly. I would have to get that down pat. In other words, it's 15 things that I do or 15 sentences. How does that work?
Yes, it would be like actual phrases. So actual keyword phrases, just as long as they're services that you're offering. But they have the analytics of what's actually being searched for the most in your area. So you don't have to worry about that right at this moment. So, I mean, all we need to worry about right now here, Debbie, is just setting up the payment for the account and then getting you processed for your onboarding call. And then they'll be able to answer any of those kind of technical questions that you might have. But they'll walk you through all of it. It's very simple. I mean, you know, they're not going to ask for anything too crazy or, you know, too extreme or anything like that. And they'll begin setting up the campaign and finding out what keyword phrases actually fit best for your area as far as the services that you're offering.
Okay. I like that. Okay. Now question, you have everything set up. What was my payment last time? Because I know you had sent me just now something that was as far as pricing goes.
So it'd be $249. That would, for you, it'd be the $249. Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Just the $249.
Is that the best you could do for me for the platinum package? Is that what it is, the platinum package?
Yeah, well, you can see normally there it's $599 with a $299 setup fee. And last time, Debbie, I actually had you at $299, and then I went ahead and brought it down to $249, and I went ahead and waived the setup fee for you already. So $249 is the best I can do right now.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do that. Thank you so much. I'm actually walking up any second. Okay. Quick question now. Am I going to be adding anything to myself from this?
No. Adding to yourself, what do you mean?
Like, in other words, like, am I going to be adding a list of what I do or, like, I'm obviously involved since 25 years in this business, and this is what I do, and this is what I, like, do I add, like, a history for myself? Are they going to ask for that?
Oh, yeah. So on the onboarding call, that's the type of stuff they're going to be asking for. Uh-huh.
Okay, and so sorry, I'm just getting my jacket. Okay.
I mean, but just to be clear, they're not going to ask you to write it out. I mean, if you have like, you know, they'll ask for like details, like pinpoint details, you know, like you just said, like I've been in business for this long or I have this many years of expertise or, you know, whatever it is. They'll ask for pinpoint details, but they won't ask you to like write out the whole thing. They'll do that for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? My concern is just, like, making it look good and sound good. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm also going to write a few things for myself on Monday like that, but I want to add in there. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yep, you are 100%. I appreciate being active in your life. This is a partnership, right? You know, we want to make sure that you are happy with the results you're getting.
I just want to see results quick. I mean, you telling me 30, 40 days, obviously, like, my business is in need right now. So I want to bank on this. I want to have it for a long time. I want to work with it. You know, I'm worried it's not going to work. You know?
Well, there's not a lack of work to be had in your area, Debbie. I mean, you know, there's not a lack of work to be had there. It's just a matter of having people see you, you know? I mean, it's...
Right.
You know, it's like basically right now...
your location.
Right, and right now you have like a billboard in the middle of the desert. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you're not going to get any business in the middle of the desert when you're in a major metropolitan area that has a ton of business to be had. So, but as far as, did you have any other questions before we go ahead and get everything set up then?
I'm just walking to the ATM when you on the phone. I already left my place.
Oh.
And I'm walking.
So you're going to the ATM. Oh, okay.
I'm walking to the ATM with you on the phone right now. I'm going to send that to you right now.
I thought that you meant you were doing it on the phone, like on an app. I didn't know you had to go to an ATM.
I have to go to an ATM. So basically, once I pay for it now, then the second step is Monday we go to the review.
Yes, right? Correct. Let's get that set up. What time did you say work for you? Oh, I have, I can do 5 to 6. Does that work for you?
We don't have anything a little earlier?
Yeah, absolutely. I can do 4 to 5, or I can do 2 to 3.
Let's do a 2 to 3. Oh, and can you text me so I can have your number just in case, you know, the call doesn't go through or like,
I don't hear from them? 100%.
Okay.
I'll send that over to you right now. Here, Debbie.
And how should I, will they guide me to get the amp while I'm on the phone with them too?
So once I process payment, I'll reach you what's called a voice verification. And then I'll have you sign our terms, which is just everything we discussed in writing. Once you sign our terms, it'll take you to a username and login, and that you'll just go ahead and bookmark that. That's going to be for your reporting dashboard, and you'll get the login credentials for it within 5 to 7 business days. So you just look out for that.
For the through the mail?
No. They're going to email it and text it to you, just the login credentials.
Oh, okay. See, you need the email. Okay. Just go ahead.
And they'll text it to you, so, as well.
Well, here. You'll go, listen, you're going to text me right now, right?
Yeah, I just texted you.
When you.
Uh-huh.
Right, okay, so when you text me, I can give you the payment and then call you back in 15 minutes and get my email and give it there to you. So that we can have communication to get it rolling.
Okay.
So, hang on 1 second. Just bear with me. Can I see?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
I just
got
the ATM. I want to see it. And I keep getting rerouted to you. Is it because you're like on my? You're on my. I guess you were supposed to help me originally, so you had started.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Well, so I'm just a lead on your account. Yeah. So.
Okay. Okay, so I automatically get, so when I call you guys or I have something, can I always like add to it too? Like in 15 days if there's a word that I forget, Can I add that there to you too?
Yes, so you're not married to the keyword phrases. Debbie, you can always change them out. You know, if something's not working for you, then, you know, whatever may work better. We're always looking to maximize you being able to get the most jobs.
Right, okay. And this is, people will send me from the, all over the U.S., or how does that work?
No. So they won't be able to see you throughout the whole United States. As far as Google's first page goes, it gives you about a 25 to a 30 mile radius.
Okay, 25 to 30 mile radius. And this is like, I won't get a call, like, I can't get a call from, like, for instance, Los Angeles, or like, you know, like, for instance, like Texas, or...
No, not unless you were doing marketing in those areas.
Okay. And is this the only thing you guys do? I mean, is there anything else that you guys do?
Well, so Facebook, I mean, you know, is included with that, right? Google, Bing. I mean, you know, there's really nothing else that would be available for your industry. I mean, there's Google Ads, but those tend to be pricey. I wouldn't suggest them. Those are a pay-per-click campaign.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I'm sorry, I'm just crossing over. I'm going to go ahead and get you that card right now. And it's, my card won't be charged like anything else. It'll be that one-time fee until the end of the month, right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
So I'm saying my card will be charged once a month, right? And that's it. Like, there's, like I said, no extra fees or anything like that.
No, it's that one time. So you paid, Deborah, now it would be the $249 to the first. That will be good until the first of next month. And then it would be $249 on the first. So there's no additional fees.
So
your grandfather is that price.
Okay. Now, could I get a phone call tomorrow or no?
Well, we're not here tomorrow.
No. Can I get a phone call from a customer tomorrow?
Oh, no. No. So, I mean, you still would have to do the onboarding call to begin with, and the onboarding call isn't until Monday.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean,
can I get a call on Tuesday? I'm just saying, once I start it, could it be the very next day that I get a phone call?
So most likely not, Deborah, because they still have to make your Google Business Profile, optimize it onto the first page. Again, it does take 30 to 45 days to see maximum results. But you should start to generate some phone calls within about 7 to 14 days from those Facebook ads.
Okay, all right, I like hearing that. Okay, so it's like a week, 10 days after that I started. It could be a phone call or two here and there, not fully up and running. But it is possible I'll get a phone call here and there is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay, all right. I'm almost home. I just left the ATM. I'm going to go ahead and write that out there to you.
Okay.
And then what? You just send me a receipt through a text message?
But it is the same card on file, the 8219?
Hang on. No, hang on one second. No, it's not.
Okay.
It's actually a different card.
I'm ready for that card number.
Okay.
So
411. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
So it's 4117.
Okay.
7370.
Uh-huh.
3799.
Uh-huh.
4505.
Okay, and then the expiration?
1228.
And then the security code on the back.
388.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do now, you know what? I know that this is going to be life-changing for your company, Debbie. I know you're making the best decision possible. Google is where people are looking for your services. So it's just a matter of being there.
Okay.
But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update and process the payment for the $249. I'm going to reach you called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay?
Okay.
So now, Debbie, it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
I haven't really came up with that yet, but, I mean, we could put Times Square. Is this what people will, they'll just Google psychic, right? So.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See,
well,
this is what I needed help with. That's,
well, so right now, Sidekick Shop, but you want to change that?
I guess we can leave it as, I can always change it, right?
Yeah, you can change it. That's fine.
Yeah.
But just for right now, just state that name then.
Okay, Psychic Shop.
Okay, perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
What do you mean, my name or title within the business?
Just your name, like first and last name, and then your title within the business, like owner, operator.
Oh, I'm owner of business, Debbie Russell.
Okay. And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So now, Debbie, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is that we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already, okay?
Okay.
So at this time, I'm going to set up a security question with you on your account, Debbie. So if you ever have any question about who's, you know, calling, just ask them this question, and they'll have to give the response that you've given me today. So you just pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
City I was born in.
Okay, perfect. And what was that?
Los Angeles, California.
Okay, okay. So you're a California native, huh?
I am. I am.
How do you like New York?
I love New York. I've been here for over 20 years.
Oh, wow. Just a little side note, I visited New York for my first time in June, and I have to say, it is a magical city. Like, L.A. kind
it
of
is.
Sucks. But New York is like, yeah.
I've always been bi-coastal, and from New York to Los Angeles, it is the two main places that I would move to go to back and forth. I mean, Los Angeles, you have the beach, you know, you got nice weather, you know, it's a beautiful town, it's got palm trees, it's got Beverly Hills, and it's got Hollywood. I mean, there's nothing more, but for population and, like, you know, for, like, fame and really fortune is New York City. It's like number one, you know, people come from all over the world to, you know, like make it work here. This town is overpopulated, if anything, you know, it's great for everything.
You know, that was the one thing I really noticed about it when I was there was it just seemed like such a melting pot. There was just so many, like such a diverse array of people, you know, and you don't see that as
overwhelming. Very overwhelming.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, you know,
it's overwhelming.
So I went there and my dad, I went with my dad, right? And we did the like thing around the Statue of Liberty, and then our phones died. And so I was trying to like ask people for directions. And of course, nobody, you know, nobody knew English. And, you know, I'm used to cities. So I know people are just like, don't talk to me, you know, but I just thought it was so funny.
Right.
Like nobody would help us out.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, it's mostly tourists. You know, that's
what
I'm
right.
saying. You get people from Japan. You get people from Hawaii. You get people from Los Angeles. You get people from United Kingdom. You know, from the Philippines, like everywhere, like it's like
yeah,
very very tourist attraction place.
Absolutely.
Did you go to Times Square?
No, I didn't have a whole lot of time while I was there. I just to go to like totally blanking my mind right now. The park, the big park. What? Why can't I think of the name? Come on, you. What is it, the name?
What'd you say you went to Bryant
Park? No, what's the big park?
The park?
The one that's in the middle of
Grant,
New York, like the huge.
You're talking about, oh God, you got me confused. Hang on. Not the
Central
Park.
There it is.
Central Park, yeah. I've been here so long. Well, because there's Bryant Park. And then there's Slow Park in Brooklyn. There's, you know, there's a ton of it that ends and starts with park. So, but the main park, when you said the big park in the middle of Manhattan is, you know, Central Park. Yeah.
Yeah. I really just wanted to go there, but I wasn't able to go, and I ended up going with my dad, and so he paid for the Statue of Liberty thing, and then, the Twin Towers. So we walked over there and saw the memorial.
Oh yeah, the memory, the memorable,
yeah.
It's memorial,
yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It's a great city.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about this local splash thing. I really am. I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm so Debbie, just to finish this up real quick. So now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local splash within a 24-hour period?
I do agree, but, like, I just want to make sure the phone call goes through because sometimes, like, you know, the reception goes out or whatever, so, like...
Yeah. No,
you know,
well, so we'll text you and just if you could get back to us as soon as possible, that'd be great, you know, whenever we reach out.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So
okay.
Now,
okay.
In hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement... Do you agree to let us know about that?
Online marketing, like if I go somewhere else or if I want to do something else?
So basically just what that means is if you do anything else online, which you really won't need to, just let us know. So we know it's not in something that we're already, like, in conflict with something that we're already doing for you. So,
okay. Basically what you're saying is, you want to know you and so you guys might be already affiliated with it.
Well, so like for instance, just for an example, like there's like we list you with Yelp, right? And sometimes people do paid advertising through Yelp, but you don't need to do that because we're already listing you with Yelp. So you know, that kind of thing. So just if you do anything else online, just let us know so we know it's not something that we're already doing for you. So you're not going to be paying for more than one thing. So,
okay, perfect.
Now, Debbie, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of March 1st, 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the first of the month and the amount of $249. Now, Debbie, you may need to continue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Please keep in mind, though, Debbie, you ask everybody to give it at least 2 months. This doesn't mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. It just is to get the most added benefit from the position. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we're all done with that. We're almost good to go here. Debbie, the last thing that I need from you is I know you've received a few text messages just now. So let me go ahead and send you this one by itself. Hold on one second. All right. So I'm going to send you this text message. Let me know when you get it. It's going to say, Deborah, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Let me know when that comes through there.
Okay. Hey, I did receive a few. So it says, thank you for... Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay, Local Splash, we sent a copy of your... Is that it?
Yeah, if you could do me a favor and press on that link there. It's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get there.
I'm here.
Okay. So now, Debbie, this is everything that we discussed in writing. So you can take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. Just everything included is the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the My Site Custom Website, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting, and live client support. Now, after you're done looking that over, there's two boxes there at the bottom. If you could press on those two white boxes, and then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Okay, so type in the box my name. So I hit agree.
Uh-huh.
Hang on. Okay, and so just then what do I hit?
Just press confirm signature. Did that go through there?
Okay. Hang on, because you said the two square boxes was at the bottom. It was at the very top. Is there only two boxes that I need to check mark?
Yeah, just two of them.
Oh, on the whole page, there's none at the bottom. It's just at the top.
Yeah, just the two boxes to check off. And then in the orange box, you type out your name. And then when you're done with that, press confirm signature.
Oh, I'm hitting it. It's not going through.
Okay. Is it saying anything at all? Is your name spelled right?
Okay. Yeah, it is. I put my name, put everything. I don't know why it's not on. It says the date at the bottom of the square box, and then there's another square box that's the top that I put my name into.
And it's not saying anything?
No, it says... Please try your name.
Please try your name. Are you sure I spelled it right?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just make sure. I have KAKASLOV, right?
Yeah, well, that's my... See, my name on my ID is Debbie Russell, but I'm Debbie Kasloff. I go by mostly, but I don't know. Does that matter? So here, KASLOV. Done. Yeah, I even tried Kasloff, then I tried Russell. It's not going through. I don't know why.
Oh. Here, hold on. Let me try just changing it. You said to Russell. I'll change it to Russell. Just R-U-S-S-E-L-L?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to resend it with Russell, and let's see if maybe that makes a difference. Hold on. One second.
one second here.
Let's try it again. Did it go through? Oh no, it still says it. I don't know why.
So, and you're spelling it Deborah, right? You're not putting in Debbie?
I put a Debbie.
Oh yeah, put in Deborah.
Okay. Okay, so here, let's just, how did you spell it? Let's do it from there, because I don't want to make any mistakes.
Oh, D-E-B-R-A?
Oh, here.
Is that
D-E-B-R-A.
And then Russell,
okay.
R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
Okay, got it. Okay. So I guess it has to be exact, right? Oh,
yeah.
It's still not going through.
No way. You're kidding me.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Do you not spell your name, Deborah? Like, do you not spell it D-E-B-R-A?
I mean, look.
I probably should have.
If I told you my name was China, or it should have went through, you know? I spelled it.
No, but
I
I'm just.
What exactly.
Yeah, no. I'm just curious, though. Do you spell your name, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A?
Well, some people said. No, some people, yeah, I do, but some people spell it differently because they're always asking me, do you spell it like D-E-B-R-A or do you spell it like D-E? Like, you know, it's like always different. People spell it differently. So I wanted to put it in the way that you had spelled it so there's no, you know, like incorrect flags or anything.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, it should. So it has a box that says, I agree to receive SMS. You press that one. And then I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card. Correct?
Right.
You press those two.
Right. I hit the two check mark boxes. And then I went down, scrolled down. And then
okay.
On this page.
I know this is, so I know, I'm so sorry. Please, you know, I know it's very, frustrating, right? But this thing is super sensitive. So with the when you type out your name, Deborah, and then space, and then Russell, just make sure there's no space after that. Sometimes that can be one of the things.
Okay. All right. So there's no space for the last name because I did hit space. Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah,
did that work?
There?
Yeah, did that work?
Trying it. I don't know. Oh, it automatically
okay.
Spaced it. I didn't even space it. An automatic. But here, let's try it again. No, it didn't work. I'm just going to refresh him.
Okay, yeah, try that. I mean, if anything,
yeah,
we can just have you sign it on Monday. We'll just try one last time. If you can't get it to sign, we'll just try again on Monday. It's not a big deal.
Yeah,
if anything, it's, you know,
okay,
we'll just have.
What is SMS?
It's just text messages.
Oh, okay. So here, I'm going to hit the two checkbox, right? Hit both of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so then I'm going to put D-E-B-R-A.
And then space. And then Russell.
Oh,
and
no, it went through. Okay. It went through. It put me to somewhere else. It says local slash.
Oh.
Username.
Great.
And password.
Perfect. So that's for your reporting dashboard. Debbie, you're going to get the login credentials again for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just look out for that. Otherwise, I have everything set up for you here. And I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Just for Monday, they will call you from the 877 number. So I just suggest it's best to save that in your phone. And also,
okay.
By Monday, if you could, you know, just make sure you have an email for them. Also, I mean, if you could actually just reply to my text message with a, an email for you, that would also be super helpful. So.
Oh, yeah, I'll send that in over tonight.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Well, I'm excited for you, Debbie, to get this all started and get this going for your company, okay? I hope you have a great weekend. Did you have any other questions at
all
or anything?
Thank you. My last question, this page that I'm on now, it says username and then password. Do I create that or?
No, just bookmark that. So you'll get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days.
So I don't need to do anything with that right now?
No, you're all good.
How do I bookmark that?
What kind of phone do you have?
iPhone.
So on the iPhone, the way that you can bookmark it is it would be at the bottom. You see that square that has a an arrow pointing up?
Yeah.
Press on that, and then you can go down, and then you could just add it to your favorites.
Okay, so mark up, add copy, add bookmark.
You could add bookmark or add to your favorites, either one.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Sorry I took up so much time.
No, you're fine. I'm glad that we could finally help you out.
Yeah,
if you need anything, let me know, Debbie, and otherwise look out for that call on Monday, okay?
Okay, and they'll set me up with the app and all of that on Monday and let me know where I need to log in and all that?
Correct, yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much. If I need you, oh, and did you text me from your number or did you text me from the...
So it is a company line, you can text me back and I get that directly.
Oh, from this, you'll get me from this number? I'll get your line from this number?
Yeah, if you text that back, it comes to me directly.
Love it. Thank you so much, Jesse. If I have any questions, I'll speak to you soon. I'll wait for them on Monday. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot, Debbie. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.